Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I thank the distinguished delegates for their interventions and particular interest on the issue of women, peace, and security, as well as our work that has been undertaken and we are planning to do on addressing the rights of women and girls in Afghanistan. In regard to a question in the context of whether the committee has the mandate of addressing the Security Council resolutions, I would like to inform the distinguished delegates here that the CEDAW has a general recommendation, GR30, on women in conflict situation and peace building, which mandates the CEDAW committee to include the women, peace and security and the member states' accountability to the Security Council resolutions on women, peace and security to be included in the dialogue. And as a result, there are so many countries undergoing conflict, and we know the impact on women and girls and the violence that women and girls face during and after conflict. So it is in this regard that we have, since the adoption of the General Recommendation 30, there are many member states who report during their periodic report, include the status of women and the measures that are being taken, including the development and adoption of national action plans on UN Security Council resolutions. So we believe that this GR 30 provides a mechanism to assess and to recommend stronger measures for addressing the rights of women in conflict and post-conflict. Thank you.